This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, man, join us right now on the waitfor.com hotline, BMAC. I mean, it's just fun to be a Falcon fan. And it hasn't been like this, bro, for 6 years. Tell me about Kirk Cousins, man. How impressed are you and just how clutch this dude has been?
Man, listen, man, he's been living up to the billing. I know there were a lot of fans months ago during the offseason. They felt some type of way when Atlanta went out and got Kirk Cousins and gave him the deal that he received. But now when you look at what he's been able to do, and I'm not just talking about his on-the-field production, guys, the leadership, his ability to be one within the locker room, his ability to embrace the culture, to embrace the city. You have no other choice but to like him as an individual. And then when he throws in what he does as a quarterback, that's when you fall in love with him. Because what he's doing right now is just displaying what type of team this team could be with sound, consistent quarterback play. And last night, he let it rip. He got hit. He got pressured. He got sacked. He never blinked. He never wavered. He just stayed the course and found a way to put the Falcons in position to win. And of course, it was a big time win.
B, when it comes to Raheem Morris establishing his culture and identity here in Atlanta, how far does a win like that take you in doing that?
It's huge because it boosts the confidence within the building. It gives a newfound respect when it comes to Raheem as a coach, because now you can see the guys believe in him as a coach. And when they believe in him, that tells me they respect him. And it will be easy for them to do what he needs them to do because they know he's going to put them in a position to be successful. And that's the nature of good coaches in the National Football League. Can they lead men? And can they do so for the entirety of a season? And right now what Raheem is doing, the guys they're buying everything that he and his staff is selling, and that's why we're seeing a different mindset. Because think about this, guys. You know, Chris, Mike, you guys have been watching the Falcons for quite some time, right? Last night's game, and even a week ago against the Saints, right. Last night, a week ago against the Saints, those were games that the Falcons in years past would find a way to lose.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
These teams this season, they're finding ways to win. And that is a common sign in good football teams. Because I know Coach LeBeau, when I was in Pittsburgh, he used to tell us all the time, one thing about a bad team, they will find a way to lose a ball game. They can right. have a lead for three and four fourth quarters of a game, and they will find a way to lose. Right now, the Falcons, they're finding ways to win.
It's a Brian McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on the waitfor.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And that's the thing, B, it's a culture thing. you know, you came up in a culture with the Steelers, you know, it goes all the way back, you know, to the 70s, how they always drafted well, they're always tough, don't make mistakes, they're going to, you know, knock themselves out of a game. Falcons, because of a lack of leadership, again, it's a quarterback-driven league. We've got a guy. We got maybe a 2 or 3 year window to do something with this guy. On the flip side, what do you think of the defense? This is the first time we really got into a kind of a real high scoring affair.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the nature of the NFL. Why it's such an entertaining sport, because any given outing, you know, the opposing team can have a one up on you, and that's what we saw. Baker was balling. Baker was on point. Baker looked like he was going to have a game like Kirk Cousins had. But then in the more critical moments of the ball game, big play Jesse Bates. This is a guy who has earned every dollar he's received from the Falcons. And that's the thing about good defensive units. Even in your worst outing, you still find ways to make defining plays. That fumble on Bucky Irvin, if that play does not happen, the Buccaneers, in my opinion, they win that ball game. But because of the effort, just being relentless and finding a way to make a play, doesn't matter who makes the play, as long as someone finds a way to make a play, we all make a play. And that's what happened last night. And to your point, that was a great piece of adversity when you talk about Falcons defensively, because so far this season, they've really been doing a phenomenal job, especially in the red zone. But they surrendered quite a few points. But when you needed someone to make a play, they made a play and gave Kirk Cousins an opportunity to do what he did.
B, just want to get your insight into this. Any pause about Bijan Robinson so far through five games? 67 carries, 285 yards, just one touchdown on the ground and no touchdowns through the air. Is that just a byproduct of the type of games that they've been in where they've had to throw it more? Or do you think that something could be a little off with the Falcons' run game?
I think it's a combination of two things. You know, this is a new offense for Bijan, right? He's in year two. He's already involved in a new offense. So just getting acclimated to what this offense needs him to do is probably going to take time, because he didn't play in the preseason. You know, that's why we're starting to see the best Kirk Cousins, because now he's getting acclimated. But Kirk Cousins is a savvy vet. He's been around the block for quite some time. Bijan is still trying to figure things out while still trying to figure this new offense out. And I understand when you talk about his skill set, just be a little patient. It's going to come around. And when he comes around, good luck. And the one luxury the Falcons have, Chris, is that, to your point, Bijan hasn't really been impactful like we thought he would be. But the Falcons are still winning ball games.
A little banged up, too. He did show up on the injury report the last 2 weeks. This was listed as a hamstring this week, B. So his touches were down, but he still averaged 5 yards a tote. And, you know, just for – I mean, again, I don't care about fantasy football. Okay, I got him on my team. But, I mean, yeah, he's not producing those numbers. Who gives a flip? We're winning the game, and, you know, everybody's getting involved, including everybody's argument the last 2 weeks. Why isn't Kyle Pitts more of a factor? Why do we draft this guy if Arthur Smith and now Zach Robinson can't figure him out? If Kyle Pitts can do this every night – 75 to 80 yards, be that big physical target like Drake in the middle of the field, be that just creates all sorts of mismatches and everything else you want to do.
No question. I think Kyle Pitts had a really, really good game last night. The opportunities that were presented to him, he cashed in on. Now, Kyle Pitts will forever be tied to where he was drafted. Being a top five selection at the tight end position, people will have high expectations for you, and deserving so, because tight ends usually don't go that high. So because of where he was drafted at, people want him to give unbelievable numbers week in and week out. And he hasn't been able to do that so far in his professional career outside of his rookie year. But it seems like he's starting to really gather things in this new offense as well. And I think when you look at Kirk Cousins and the way how this offense has been orchestrated and assembled, he's going to distribute the football around to a plethora of people. And I think that's great, because now as a defender or as a defense, you can't really get a good eye on who's getting the football and when they're getting it, because he's distributing the football around so well that everyone can eat at any given time.
B, you need to pick your brain as a defensive back. Last night, D. Alford goes out with a concussion. Antonio Hamilton comes in. Not so good in terms of the results there. He struggled mightily in protection. What can you do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a defense, if something like that were to happen again, to try and make sure that the levee doesn't break like it did last night?
Well, you know, I know how it can feel when you're not a starter, and then instantly the starter goes down and you got to go from being just a special teams player to now an every down player. You got to switch your mentality. And when it happens in the flow of a ball game, that's an eye-opening experience. And we saw that with Hamilton. You know, you talk about the touchdown on Mike Evans on the corner route, kind of got out of position. But he came back in and he competed. He fought hard. You know what I mean? So not knowing the status of Alford moving forward, but I would believe Hamilton will be better prepared just in case he's called to action next week against the Panthers.
Well, it's just tough. You know, all of a sudden you're in the game, and oh, by the way, with all due respect to Hamilton, it's kind of a journeyman in his ninth season. You're going up against a guy going to get a gold jacket, you know, in Mike Evans. So that was not easy. Hey, man, we get the Carolina Panthers. By the way, the Thursday night game does kind of create that mini bye week. So I know that's great to kind of rest up and all those things, including, you know, Alford and others and Bijan to get that hammy right. Let's bounce around the NFL, man. BMAC, Carl and I are both on the Vikings. We got it at 2.5. We locked it in early. I love Flores' aggressive blitzing and the defense. What do you think about the Vikings beating the Jets in London?
And listen, the Vikings have been one of the biggest surprises in the National Football League. Kevin O'Connell is a heck of a coach, man. My goodness, he is so comfortable being uncomfortable. And just being Sam Darnold being under Kevin O'Connell as a head coach has done wonders for his career. So I like the Vikings as well in this spot with against the Jets, because I don't know if the Jets guys could protect Aaron Rodgers the way they would need to protect him for him to be successful. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing he's dealing with a sore knee from last week's ball game against the Broncos. And the Broncos did a real good job putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. So good luck in thinking, you know, you're going to be successful against the Vikings if you didn't have success against the Broncos and trying to slow down their pass rush, because the way they blitz in Minnesota, it surprises and it confuses a lot of opposing quarterbacks.
Heavyweight fight, 1 p.m. on CBS, Bills-Texans. Who do you like in that one with the Texans? Slight favorite at home.
Yeah, I like the home team. I like the Texans, and here's why. They're healthier. And when you look at Buffalo, Josh Allen will be without his number one target, and Khalil Shakir, who has really done a good job, you know, making plays for the offense. And then, for me, when you talk about C.J. Stroud, we're still waiting on that C.J. Stroud game to happen, right? He's been playing pretty good football, but he hasn't really taken over ball games like he did his rookie campaign. And Nico Collins has been one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League in 4 weeks of play. So I like the Texans in that spot, especially, yo, if they can get Joe Mixon back in the lineup, wow. Yeah, it should be a pretty good outing for the Texans.
I love Jaden Daniels. I really, if there was a quarterback we could have traded up to get, it was impossible because nobody was going to come off that pick. But our man, Dan Quinn, man, Sergeant Slogan, it's fun to watch. And they're going to get a Browns team that's still a hot mess. It's It's fun to watch, and I was worried about Jaden Daniels, you know, taking those big hits. If he can watch out for that, I think this guy's off to a Rookie of the Year campaign.
Man, Jaden Daniels is special. You talk about Rookie of the Year campaign, he might be an All-Pro.
he might be an All-Pro, Mike.
Like, he might be an All-Pro, Pro Bowler, everything, based on what he's been doing. And, you know, the most alarming part for me watching Jaden Daniels, he's looking like he did when he was at LSU. Like, he looks the exact same way when he was at LSU in the National Football League, with how easy he's making plays, how easy he's buying time, and he's having fun. I mean, he's having fun. And think about this. This is the most defining sign that you have a good quarterback, when he can make the other people around him look better. Right? That's what we're seeing with Kirk Cousins. When you look at Darnell Mooney, when you look at Drake London, people have been waiting for Drake London to show up for such a long time. He didn't have a quarterback. Now, when you got a good quarterback, he's making plays. Look at Jaden Daniels. Before the season started, you couldn't talk about any other wide receiver or pass catcher on their offense outside of Scary Terry, Terry McLaurin, and Zach Ertz. No one else you can mention. But now we're seeing some unknown names show up because he is a good quarterback, and he's making the others look better than what they've shown.
All right, Monday Night Football, B. We got the division rival Saints heading into that place, Kansas City, where they're 4-0, but they haven't exactly been the juggernauts we expected. Do the Saints give them a run like the Falcons did?
Yeah, I think the Saints do give Kansas City a run. You know, this is going to be the first game without Rashee Rice for the offense. You know, that's going to take some time to kind of get adjusted, knowing that he's not in the lineup. And he has been their wide receiver one, and he's been really, really balling. And I think for the Saints, man, they got to get back to do what they do best. You know, running the football, play action, take shots on the football field. They become such a generic offense outside of what we saw when they beat up on the Cowboys. They kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit. Now, for Atlanta Falcon fans, you guys are rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, deserving so. You know, deserving so. But I think this is an opportunity for the Saints to get back into the winning column. Like I said, even with Rashee Rice, guys, the Chiefs' offense, it hasn't looked like it's looked in years past.
Right.
So I think it's going to take some time to kind of get adjusted to knowing their wide receiver one is not in the lineup, and can some of the other guys step up the way they need to step up.
And just real quick, walk it back to Sunday night on NBC. Obviously, always a big game on Sunday night, but it's the Cowboys and the Steelers. And, I mean, when's the last time Dallas beat the Steelers? Probably when Neil O'Donnell was throwing all those picks in the Super Bowl. But what do you think happens Sunday night? Because some would say Justin Fields and the way the offense has been kind of slow-rolled, if they get into a shooting match, can they do that with Dallas, or are they just going to just walk all over Dak Prescott?
I mean, the Steelers got to win this ball game, man, because Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens have woke up. So every game means something now when you talk about, you know, seeding in your division. I mean, for Pittsburgh, this has to be a win. And I know there's no guarantee in the NFL, but this is a game you're supposed to win, and here's why. The Dallas Cowboys defensively, when they got a full arsenal of players, they have struggled. They're missing their two best defensive players, especially pass rushers, and Michael Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to exploit that in your favor. You have to find a way to make plays. Offensively for the Dallas Cowboys, two things we've known to be true with them in 4 weeks of play. They can't run the football, and CeeDee Lamb is the only reliable wide receiver that Dak Prescott trusts. Those things have to surface again. You got to stop the running game, and you got to make somebody else outside of CeeDee Lamb beat you if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. So no question I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a rival when you go back to the 70s and the Super Bowl games with the Steelers and the Cowboys. I mean, two-story franchises. There's a lot. When you talk about just the history of the game that's at stake Sunday night in Allegheny County with the Steelers and the Cowboys.
All right, man, he's a Steeler for life. We are not going to waste our listeners' time with talk of the Seminoles. All right, brother, have a great weekend, B-Mac.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mental health break. We'll talk next week, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.